Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Irem Said, with the Global Telesummit series, From Heartache to Joy. I know everybody is super excited about this topic today because it is a game changer. It is, of course, about nanobots. I can tell you that I was super surprised, actually shocked, when I heard what is going on with these nanobots, how they are actually like the vehicles for low-level energies, entities, and, hate to use the word, even demonic forces, to be able to piggyback and invade our energy systems. Makes a lot of sense if you look at what's going on in the world right now. And I don't want to be a fearmonger. I don't want to be someone that's, you know, talking about conspiracy theories. I know you guys, this community is pretty aware already. So please read between the lines. We don't want to try to make people fearful, you know. We do want to share information that I think is extremely important for people to know, especially when you are from the spiritual community, okay? Because, of course, you guys, us, we are the main targets. So we want to talk about this very important topic today with one of our master level healers, first time on FHTJ. It's Carrie Alajoki. Carrie set out to make changes in her life due to feelings of overwhelm of raising a family amidst health challenges and the inability to achieve the peaceful life that she desired. Soon after, she discovered she began the studies of mind-body science, transformational life coaching, and quantum energetic healing. Out of this, she connected with her ability to intuitively support others in their healing process in the areas of emotional, mental, and physical challenges. Clients from around the countries have benefited from support and healing in these different areas that she works in. Now, nanobots is a topic that she is, of course, a master in, but you're going to hear directly from her why she, too, was alarmed. Because we had been seeing nanobots here and there in the past, but lately they showed up in every single client that she was working with. So we're going to talk about this. You're also going to find out some of the other important topics we're going to be talking about. For example, discover why experiencing brain fog, mental blocks, difficulty thinking, and putting your thoughts into words means you are likely carrying an overload of nanobots. Learning how nanobots are infiltrating our healthy food and how this is affecting your everyday life. This is very, very important. So, you know, some are even calling nanobots the secret enemy that is destroying health and emotions. And, unfortunately, no one is talking about it because most people don't even know about it, as you guys probably understand. So we are going to welcome Carrie to the show. Thank you so much for sharing this very important information with us today.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, Carrie, to be here with you, Erin.
Yes, hello. You're so welcome. So welcome. And like I said, we are excited to have you here with us because this is information that is so critical. This is truly, you know, the world as we knew it is no longer the same. Majority of us have accepted it. Some of us still haven't, but it's no longer the same. And this, I think, is one of those elements that make our world so different. So I'm going to jump right in, Carrie. I'm going to start with the hard questions immediately. And by the way, heads up to all our listeners, Carrie will be doing mini one-on-ones as we normally do with our speakers. She will be doing mini one-on-ones with you guys, and you will get a chance to connect with her, and she can do a scan and find out if you have any nanobots, which I can tell you right now you will, because according to Carrie, everyone that she's worked with has had them. But we're going to find out how much and what are they doing to you. So that will happen. You have to be on the phone line, and you have to raise your hand and press star 2 to do that. All right, Carrie, so my first question to you is, of course, what is a nanobot? What is it doing to us? Why do people need to know about this immediately?
Okay. Well, nanobots are these nano-sized particles that are coming into our environment around us. So they're basically smaller than even microscopic things that are coming in from where we are eating our food, coming into the air that we're breathing. They're coming in. Excuse me for a second. They're coming in our environment with being around other people. There's all kinds of places that these nanobots do present themselves.
Carrie, there's a lot
yes.
of distortion on your line. We can't hear you at all.
Oh, gosh. Can you hear me now?
Now no. I can. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Perfect.
I think I'm having a bad cell service connection or internet service in general. So I apologize for that. I'll do my best. So,
okay,
yes, I'm not sure if you heard everything.
It's the nanobots.
they're coming in. They're definitely present all around us. They get into our digestive system. They come into our hormonal system. They come in through our brains, where they kind of start to cloud up those areas and the function starts to diminish on them. So we notice them in our emotional field, and we sometimes are like, wow, you know, why do I just feel so kind of off? I don't even feel like me, you know, sometimes it kind of start to wonder about yourself. But it's not always you. It's that heavy load that's coming in through, you know, like this nanobot. So what they do is they really go and distort the messaging center of your cells. So instead of sending and receiving information the way that your cells should, they start to become kind of confused or not sending the information correctly. So that's really what's happening.
All right. So what happens? What are the dangers of having nanobots? How are people getting affected?
Well, people's digestive systems have started to become basically kind of inflamed. And maybe they've had mm-hmm. long-term problems, but they've suddenly gotten a lot worse. Or maybe they've just didn't have so much problems, and they're like, well, gosh, why is this showing up? Like, what changed? And they can't really put a pinpoint on what's really changing. Or there's a lot of discussion about hormonal imbalances that are showing up suddenly
yes.
that people hadn't been having.
Huge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, maybe it was kind of a low, you know, low problem they were having or minimal problem, and then it turns into something much larger and maybe really unfamiliar to them. So that can show up in so many ways. Well, of course, we all know when your hormonal system is off, you're going to start feeling some of those experiences of, you know, it can be brain fog and dry skin and difficulty with your menstrual cycles. Those can be problems, achiness. All those kind of things, moodiness. So a lot of those things that start to present themselves. And with the digestive, oftentimes
okay.
what I'm hearing is pain. People have stomach pain, nausea. Their reflux has really increased. Just generally a feeling of unwell, nausea. I had a call the other day where she said
somebody
she just feels a lot of nausea.
Yeah.
So
somebody on the webcast is asking if nanobots could be the cause of her macular degeneration in her eyes.
Yes, nanobots can be in every part of our body. I haven't found a place where they are not, because they are nano-sized. So they can attach anywhere. There's not some specific spot where they're protected. They can go into your heart. They can go anywhere. So they're in your bloodstream. They're as I say, sometimes I find the largest amounts in what I call the quantum spaces, so kind of the spaces in between. So it might be just mm-hmm. those in-between spaces, which makes it really challenging. So it's difficult to sometimes even get a diagnosis or something if there's nothing specifically wrong. And when I've worked on people, worked with them, I find that it's because it's not, it's kind of a non-specific, it's in the in-between, where there's a lot of messaging that has become distorted.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Now, if it's right now, if it's in the in-between spaces, eventually it will show up in organs, right? Organs and tissues and all that stuff.
Yeah, so well, it's in the in-between. It is affecting them. It's just that it can be difficult for someone who says, oh, I'm going to go in and find out what's going on here. And they might go, and the scans might show that there's nothing really wrong. There's nothing really off. And they'll say, well, I'm feeling this way. And they'll say, well, there's nothing really off here that we can work with. Well, it's because the effect is there, but it's not, it's like a kind of a non-specific.
That makes sense how other healers might not be picking up on that if they're scanning organs and tissues and not finding anything wrong there yet, then they might not be able to pick up on that, right? That makes sense.
Absolutely.
Now, where are these nanobots coming from?
Well, a lot of us are eating what we consider to be healthy diets, maybe organic or, you know, all these different types of things. But even those foods are, you know, sprayed with chemicals at times or preservatives. And a lot of stuff is still coming through those. So especially if you aren't eating a healthy diet, those people I tend to find a really high level of nanobots in their digestive system. But even ones where they say, no, I eat healthy, they're like, how does that happen? I'm like, well, you know, it still comes through. It still can come through because they can be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that anyone shouldn't walk around going, oh, my gosh, I'm terrified of everything around me. No, but it's kind of a reality of what I see, that it can become an overload on the system.
Wow. Wow, that is scary. That really is scary. And I want to ask, of course, about the solution to this. But before that, I want to just make sure everybody understands and their questions are addressed. If you have any questions regarding this, please make sure you send them in the webcast. I really, really want to address everybody's questions today. This is a very important topic. So, all right, so you said that they are everywhere in the body that you have found. Is there a particular place where they take up residence more often?
I'm finding a lot in the brain. I'm finding a lot in the digestive and hormonal systems in particular. Individuals who their main complaint is something in respiratory or like heart, a lot of times those are kind of connected because they're, you know, very close in proximity, and I will find that in those individuals, but most people are having those digestive, hormonal, and brain areas being affected. Those are the biggest ones.
All right. Now, you also mentioned when we were talking that you are finding something else that is very alarming, which is that, you know, we do a lot of protection for entities and stuff like that, you know, lower energies, but you're finding that those two are kind of using this as a piggyback and that gives them access to our bodies. Can you talk about that a little bit, especially if you've experienced this, if you found this in your clients recently? I would love for you to, you know, give that as an example as well, please.
So if I'm understanding your question correctly, you're asking that do these come in kind of attached to other entities? Is that kind of what you're asking me about?
Or do entities attached to them? Yeah. Or are entities attaching to them? I don't know.
I find both. I find both. I will sometimes find that they are kind of a standalone at times. And then for some, it seems like the greater the challenges with the client, then I will find that it will be kind of piggybacked on other attachments or entities, or find them anchored, kind of embedded in there is a very common place that I'm finding that. So they can be pretty sneaky and challenging to find out, or to find where they are, because they aren't often, they don't often present themselves very easily.
Interesting. Wow. And have any of your clients recently showed up with that?
Yes. So I have recently, well, even in the last weeks and months, I have been having more and more clients that have been having, kind of all over bodily symptoms where their health has really declined, and they really are not getting the help that they need when they're going to the doctor, because the doctor is not able to find what exactly is happening with them. So what I have found is that their systems have really been affected by these nanobots and things that have really started to change up the messaging centers in the body. So their cellular function is really kind of altered because it's not reading correctly anymore. So yes, lately there has been a large increase in people having these kind of mysterious symptoms.
I can understand why you would be alarmed. So tell us, Carrie, now I want to talk about the solution too. How do we get rid of these nanobots? Is there anything else available other than what you are doing?
I do a lot of research. I do a lot of listening and studying experts in the more physical alternative field. And there are people who are working to find this, but I have not yet found anyone who can concretely say that they are able to really clean these out. Most people feel there's nothing at all that is going to work, and some people feel that their best solution is possibly to help, try to support the system so that it can kind of begin, or so that it can function even with this nanobot or nanotechnologies in the body. But so far, yes, I have not come across anyone anywhere that has been able to say that they really are finding that they've had concrete results.
Wow. Now, what exactly do you do when you're working with a person? What do you do to get rid of these nanobots?
So I just go through the clearing process that I use. I also always stay connected to the light, because that is the one thing that when all else fails and I'm not getting them to willingly leave the body and clear off, the light source is really the one thing that they cannot withstand, these nanotechnologies. And so, yes, at the end of it, the last resort for me when they will not leave readily is to bring in more light and have that light disperse all that darkness.
Okay, wow. So when you are working with a client, you, correct me if I'm wrong, you actually do a few passes to make sure that first you clear them and then you make sure that they're completely knocked out, plus the entities that may have come with them.
Yes, I go through actually several times from several different angles. So I do, yes, like a general clearing, just kind of a surface clearing to clear off anything. And then I go into the quantum spaces and the cellular. I always go down to the cell in order to clear those off also. So, and they can show up in the emotional field, which of course is, that's why our emotions are affected. They can show up with our kind of the spiritual field of, in the sense of it being like where you feel kind of dulled or low and you can't really figure out why also. So I do check all of those areas, and I do go always and, go through the DNA timelines. They can be surprisingly found coming through from years ago too. I suppose it's a build up that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense. Now I'm reading the testimonials here, and they are amazing how people are reporting after getting the nanobots cleared. And it's all over the place, as you said, that they can show up anywhere in the body. Leanne said, my eyes feel fresher. Ethan said, just one session and my weeks of not sleeping well were put to rest. I couldn't believe how quickly it resolved. Thank you. Margaret said, tooth pain has improved and also lung function mostly cleared. Another person, my right arm and shoulder are very, very sore and I have great range of motion. The pain is dissipating and I'm very grateful. Another person, the headache and pain up the back of my neck, which I had for the past few months, is completely gone. Madeline said, my mind was more at ease and I was able to calm down to the point of falling asleep well that night. And then this one is from Gretchen. I was able to easily get back to my fasting. I don't even think about food now, and I'm not hungry. And best of all, I lost 10 pounds in 10 days. And I saw that email from Gretchen, and I talked to her, and I said, Gretchen, did you really lose 10 pounds in 10 days? And she said, yes, I absolutely did. This is the fastest weight loss I've ever had. Actually, I'm going to ask Gretchen to join us so that we may hear from her directly, because she had a nanobot session for this particular issue. Gretchen,
I'm here.
Why don't you tell us about it? Hey, welcome.
Yeah, so it was very interesting because I asked Carrie if she could look at my hormones and my weight, because I figured there was something there, my digestion in that area. And hi, Carrie, by the way.
Hi.
and so, sure enough, there was, because the issue was, so I've been doing fasting for years, and it was always a struggle, but I did it because it was working. But I had COVID in July, and once I had COVID, I just could not get the motivation to do it again. I'm like, I just don't feel like it. I don't know if I was comforting myself with food or what was going on, but I was like, okay. I think it was like October. I'm like, oh, we're almost at the holidays and the new year. I'll just wait till January and start when everybody else does. So I kind of gave myself that free pass, but I had my remote session with Carrie, and you know, immediately I wasn't really feeling anything. But within 2 weeks, it was right after Thanksgiving, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like fasting again, and I feel like going hardcore. So I jumped right back in, and because Carrie, you told me, you're like, your relationship with food is going to change. And it's so funny because when that switch happened, that, you know, and you said it will take a little while. And it, like I said, 2 weeks, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. I don't think about food anymore. I'm not using it for comfort. Fasting is super easy. Within 10 days, like I said, it was 10 pounds. And I've never, ever lost weight like that quickly, ever. So I was thrilled. I won't say ever, because when I had COVID, of course I did, because I wasn't eating at all. But never when I was healthy, feeling good, and on a diet. It was always like a pound here, a pound there. Never, ever had that experience. So I'm happy to say I'm still doing my fasting, still getting results, weight still coming off. So I'm just super thrilled because, most importantly, like Carrie said, what happened is it changed my relationship with food. Like, it's completely changed. So I'm thrilled. So thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Wow. That is so cool. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Gretchen. And I'm going to ask a kind of a loaded question here, Carrie. Do nanobots have any connection with having had COVID? Do you find that those people have extra nanobots, or have you not found any connection at all?
I do find that there's a higher level in those people. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
You know, is it coincidence? I'm not sure, but I do find that.
Interesting. So my next follow-up question, of course, which a lot of people on the webcast are asking, what about people that are vaccinated? Have you seen anything in them?
What I am getting now is a lot of folks who have been vaccinated that are having a lot of struggles, challenges, or things that aren't working out so well for them. And so that's usually my first cue is when they're having a lot of symptoms, I'm going, I might ask them, okay, so have you had any recent illnesses or any vaccinations or anything? And I go, oh, okay. So the first place I'm going to go for is those nanobots.
Interesting. Very interesting. Wow. And one would think that if nanobots were already showing up before people started getting vaccinated, then it's just logical to think that if the body was already compromised, then the side effects of the vaccination would show up more for those people.
Right. Definitely.
So, wow. Thank you, Gretchen. That was very inspiring. Now, of course, she was talking about weight loss, but remember, it was more about the relationship you have with your food. That's what really changed. Mary, Barney, I would love to take you on the call, hon, but I can't tell which one you are unless you send me your first three digits of your phone number. All right? So, or maybe this is you. Wait a second. I see that last name. 914 area code. Is that you?
Hi. Yes, it is. That's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Well,
hi.
Hello.
Thank you both so much.
Right,
oh, my God. I'm so curious about this.
You're so welcome. Don't you? Isn't that great information? Isn't this like, wow, this makes much sense.
Yes, and I have been hearing about so much about this, so it's not like it's new news, but to have someone so specifically work on them and to be able to, you know, to actually get rid of them is, you know, and to I would love to know if
it's
this
phenomenal.
Is part of my issue. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to read Mary's comment for you, Carrie. It's, I definitely fit so much of what is being described with the brain issues and would love to see love to have a scan. I am also specifically dealing with hormone issues, terrible fatigue, anxiety, depression, body weakness, etc. So over to you, Carrie.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is that in the frontal lobe is where there's a heavy impact or heavy influence of the nanobots in there.
Wow.
So I'm feeling that as kind of a, like a light headache, kind of a heavy feeling on that top part of the head, kind of the front part there. And of course, those are definitely going to be linked into the hormone center that you, where you're feeling those come out.
Right.
Let me go ahead here and I'm going to feel in here for just a moment and see where they're predominantly showing up in your hormone center.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, I'm seeing them in like the uterine area, so the messaging that's going in and out. And just so you know, whether or not someone has that body part, there's still the energy there. So you can still have the effect of there being kind of a negative energy flow, whether you have that or not.
Oh.
But that's where I'm picking up the most heaviness is in that area.
Okay.
So, yes, for you, you would need to have an extra add-on because you would be having an addition. You'd have more than one system. that needs to be worked on.
Okay.
And yet you probably will want to decide how you want to proceed forward. You know, if you want to focus just on the brain, that's going to be a session in and of itself, or
okay.
if you need, or whichever area you want. But we can discuss that and find out which area is showing that it wants help the most once we connect.
Okay, so when I buy the package, I buy the add-on with you, the one-on-one, and that's where we go into all that?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Okay, Carrie, thank you
awesome.
So much.
Thank
go
you.
For
Carrie,
my fingers
you.
On the buy now button, so thank you.
Yes, and I just want to let
awesome.
You know, Aram, that, yes, good luck.
Yes,
Aram,
you.
Can you hear me, Aram?
I can, yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, I just wanted to let everyone know that just before the show, I opened up two additional sessions each day just for this show. I was booked pretty much all the way through December
you.
And through January, and I opened up a couple more sessions so that people here would have the opportunity to get hooked up with me prior to, you know, next February, March. So I encourage if you want an opportunity to work on this, especially before the holidays or before the end of the year, you might want to jump on that soon because there is only, you know, some sessions left.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for telling us that. May Teresa, please send me your area code so I can unmute you. You really, really, really want a scan. I can see that. And I would love for you to have it, but please send me your area code so I know which one you are. All right, so the next person in line is 919 area code. You are unmuted now. Hello.
Hi.
919 area
Hi.
Code.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
This is Shirley.
Hello.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak, Aram. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, my dear.
I have digestive problems. I'm postmenopausal, but everything that I eat now seems to just inflame my digestive system. It brings a lot of heat to my body. It brings itchiness to my body. And yes, I also have the brain fog, just lack of clarity. A lot of times on things, and it's just so unlike me. I haven't felt comfortable in my body in a long, long, long time, and I'm just so tired of feeling this way. So any information you can give me via a scan, Carrie, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. So right away, I'm getting definitely that stomach inflammation. I'm also picking up on kind of the esophagus and throat irritation, along with some nausea that's showing up. So if you find yourself having that little cough, that's coming up from the reflux. So a little coughing here and there. So yes, that's the main first area, which that is going to affect the brain also, because they're, you know, everything's connected.
Mm-hmm.
The digestion is,
mm-hmm.
when that's cloudy, so is the brain. But definitely, yes, the stomach itself. And I was checking a little bit in there to see for the liver, but primarily it's showing that your stomach is the first area that is really needing some support.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need some specific support on that.
What about my hormones? Can you see anything with that?
Let me feel in here. I do get some inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a feeling of a little bit of discomfort, a little bit of like a bloating or distended feeling of kind of that inflammation feeling where it's slightly achy, that kind of sense.
Mm-hmm.
Those are impacted, but your first area to address that's presenting the strongest is
mm-hmm.
the digestion where, it's a lot of burning.
Yeah, indeed. And once you clear, is it permanent, or is something that we have to keep coming back to address?
Well, it depends on what comes up during the full clearing session. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes a person has more pre-work to do. Some people have less. It kind of depends that way how quickly we can move into kind of a reset mm-hmm. of that area. So, yes, it really does depend. Kind of each individual is different. Oftentimes for a big system where you would need a lot, like the entire digestive system done, you are going to need mm-hmm. a follow-up at least mm-hmm. once in order to really solidly get that in. But, mm-hmm. yeah, again, everyone's different. Some people, right. if you are sensitive to things around you, or mm-hmm. maybe you catch mm-hmm. Another bug, or you develop a lot of stressors around you, those can set your healing back too. I mean, it can happen. You know, it's not exactly a straightforward path for everyone. Everyone has their own little journey that way.
Understood. Well, my thanks to you both for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so
yes,
welcome.
Thank you,
my dear. All right. So we're going to mute Shirley and May. Honey, you sent me your area code, but you're not on the phone. I don't see that, so you need to be on the phone line. So call in, please. And then if you can, press star 2 to raise your hand. Next, the number in line is 678 area code. You are on.
Hello, this is Marilyn. 678.
Hi.
Hello, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm just trying to get in on the scans and see if there's, I don't have a particular area of the body, so just seeing if there is something I'm missing.
Okay. So right away, Marilyn, I am picking up on a subtle or silent reflux. I don't know if you are experiencing any tooth issues, any, you know, slight cough on and off, you know, just a little one, or throat clearing or anything like that, but I am picking up some irritation in the throat, which typically is that's showing that it's coming up from your digestion, from your stomach.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not aware of that, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
So it's mainly
well,
just
it can be
in that
very
one area.
Subtle. Well, and a lot of times what happens is that kind of that silent reflux is actually happening at night, too, so you may or may not feel it directly, you know, consciously, which is, of course, why they call it silent. You don't always recognize it. But that would be one area for you that's a weak spot right now.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. And so there's nothing. So it's not really hidden. It's just irritating that particular area. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's the first main area that's showing up as having some discomfort. Sometimes other symptoms that you may or may not notice are stiff shoulders, tightness in the back of the neck, that will also kind of correlate with that. So those are things that you kind of find yourself thinking, oh, I'm kind of stiff in that area frequently, or I wonder why, and you think, well, maybe I'm stressed, or maybe it's this, or maybe it's that. It can be related to kind of the silent reflux.
Okay. Well, thanks for pinpointing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right, my dear, thank you so much. I want to take a look at webcast questions now. Let's see. All right. Is there any specific questions regarding the NanoBox? You can send your question in. Donna. All right. So she's had healings and clearings for years, and she would like to find out. Why am I not finding these numbers here? That's interesting. I don't see. Oh, there, I see you. Okay, one second. The page is refreshing. So there you go, 908. You are unmuted, Donna.
Thank you. Hello, Aaron. Hello, Carrie.
You're so welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be on this call. Yes. So I've had Hello, my dears. I've had a plethora of physical issues for years. I've been on the spiritual path. Since a child, I am empathic, so I pick up a lot of things. My, at least from my perspective, my main issue has been digestive, and I hear a lot of people are the same on the call, a lot of bloating. I have skin rashes, highly itchy skin rashes, sleep issues. Night before last, 2 hours of sleep, I just don't shut off, regardless of how tired I am. I have low thyroid, hypothyroidism. I have food allergies, which I've developed as an adult, which I have considered, you know, my digestive issues playing a part in that. I was on prophylactic antibiotics as a child. It wiped out all the good bacteria. I now have food sensitivities and environmental sensitivities. I have some anxiety, but I've also experienced a lot of loss in my life ever since a child, a lot of trauma as a child. So I know it's all tied together, but I think there's even more. I think I have stuff lurking.
Well, let's see
in
what Carrie can.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, let's see what Carrie can find out in the scan. And of course, these scans are very quick scans, right? Because she has only 3 to 5 minutes per scan. So let's see what she can find out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so I am picking up on that irritation in the stomach. There's that feeling of inflammation and burning, which I commonly find that with people who are having difficulty sleeping because their stomach is constantly inflamed, and so their whole body is kind of on that hyper overdrive type feeling. Those areas that you have, yes, when I'm checking to see what's your load of nanobots, yeah, there's a lot you've had. They come through so many different areas, and when a person's had scans done medically, medicines and different things like that, there's carriers that come with those that can build up in the system also. All those areas are presenting. I'm seeing those also, like you said, your hormone, digestive, I'm feeling that in the throat, tightness, your thyroid, that's compromised. But clearing all of these areas of these technologies, these nanobots throughout your body is going to be imperative because your body, you need to regain the correct sending and receiving of information in and out of your cells. And yes, that for you, you've been working on it for years. It's certainly not a quick fix. It's really something that all of those areas of your body really need to address, or they need to be addressed. So, but you know that you've been working on it, you said, for years. So you are aware of the many different areas that are challenged. Even just removing, even from the digestive system alone, the stomach, removing that, the nanobot overload and the inflammation that's coming in there really will start some relief right away in the emotions, a little anxiety, in some of the sleep. It will help calm some of those things down a little bit there.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome.
You're welcome. And just so you know, for all the folks that have been on the call here, I am, you know, I send that healing energy. And so optimally, you will feel a little boost for those that have been able to call in and get a reading, that it will start to give a little clearing off of those areas that we talked about.
Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you. And I, let me see how I want to say this, because we want to have, of course, we want to get this information to as many people out there as we can. And I hope you guys understand that there is not much stuff that we can talk about very openly, okay? So please,
read between the lines if you can. So, Carrie, I'm wondering that, you know, it just struck me that for the longest time, I mean, this is one of the big questions which we have all observed. And being here in Pakistan, I've seen people, of course, the first wave, the second wave, and I don't even know which wave we're on now. People, you know, just dying and getting so sick, and I've lost family members to COVID, and pretty much all of us have had it. Now, the thing that was confusing was how certain people showed no symptoms, and then some people had very severe symptoms, and some people had no treatment and got better, and some people had some treatment and still died. It just didn't make any sense, because sometimes people were quite healthy. They didn't survive it. And some people were not that healthy, but survived.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it's not a question of age or what underlying factors they already have, but more a question of how many nanobots they have or how long they've had them.
Yeah, so I find that the length of the length of time that they have had the nanobots, I don't necessarily find that to be the greatest indicator. It's more about what do you have now, that
load.
The load that you're carrying.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So
wow.
While a person may seem healthy and they really kind of are for all intents and purposes, there still can be a load that's being carried that's really impacting the system. So again, when we talk about where do these show up, they can show up in our emotional field, they can show in our mental field, they can show in our brain, digestive, hormonal. So if all those areas are impacted, you can theoretically be walking around relatively healthy, but you still can be really impacted when you do become ill because you have a lot of areas that are overloaded. Mm.
Wow. Okay, one more question, and then we're going to talk about the offer so everybody that's been waiting to make a decision can make a decision. And let me just make sure. May, I have your number. I've spotted you on the callers list. We will come back to you once we're done with the offer, okay? So just stay tuned, please. So another question I have for you, Carrie, is you said that it's about the load, how many nanobots, how much you have. Does it matter whether – okay, let me see how I can ask this question. People that get the worst symptoms, that get really affected, especially with that, you know, now infamous cytokine storm, do you find that that's where the nanobots are mostly in the lungs at that time?
Actually, I'm finding that they're everywhere at that time. So not, yes, they're in the lungs. Yes, they're in the heart. Yes, they're everywhere. But it's really what's happened is there's an overload in all of these areas. So with someone who comes to me after they've been really sick or they really are not getting better from, you know, any of the reasons that are out there, I'm finding all of the systems have been affected. So there's so much pressure on all those systems that's what's really causing it. Yes, of course, heavily in the brain, causing a lot of brain dysfunction or kind of neuro dysfunction, those types of things. Heart, lungs, again, digestive. One of my the testimonials recently is one young lady who talked about her vomiting. So she's been vomiting for weeks and weeks. But it what's happening is it's showing up in these multi-system areas. So it's just a big thing, which, yeah, I do, you know, when someone comes to me with that type of issue, you know, I like to let them know this is definitely not a one-time session fix when you're in this condition, because you have so many areas and it takes very detailed work to get to the root of it. So I do find that I need to go into, for the brain, you know, all of the specific areas of the brain, and I need to go to the cellular level for each specific area that's affected. So, yeah, and then, again, same with digestion and lungs, heart, anywhere
Thank
that it's
so
affected.
Much
but,
for,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for answering that. And I want to let you guys know that the case studies, the testimonials that you will see on the page are from FHTJ people, mostly. Almost all of these are FHTJ folks, because when we heard about this program and when we first met Carrie, we wanted to make sure that people actually got results from working with her. And as you can see, they did, which was phenomenal. They got phenomenal results. So this is some real stuff here. All right. So one last quick question, and then we'll talk about the offer, because I was not going to ask this question, but they keep sending it again and again, so they really, really want to know this answer. Who is the, and you may or may not have the answer, Carrie. You may or may not have the answer. That's why I didn't want to ask it. But you know who the creator of the nanobots is, humans or other species?
I don't have the answer. No. There's some areas I personally don't delve into because they are not necessarily a need to know for me. And so if I can mm-hmm. clear without trying to, you know, go in and figure it out, I don't. For example, if someone comes and they say, well, I'm sick and I say, yes, yeah, you know, there's infection. They may say, what is the infection?
Yeah.
And I say, if I can clear it, I don't need to know. If I don't need to know, I don't spend time or energy on it. It's totally understandable. But people may be curious, but I don't personally have that answer of where.
Yeah, and I want to appreciate you for your integrity and honesty, because you could have easily said something else. You may have some ideas on it, but those are just opinions, and I appreciate that you didn't share those. You know, and I try not to share my opinions as well, because I don't want to put unnecessary fear into people, because, you know, let's focus on the solution. Let's just, it's here, and the great news is, this problem is here, the great news is, we have a solution. Let's talk about the solution, let's get rid of these nanobots, and make our bodies healthy again. And in time, if we need to, we will be given the answer, you know, who created them. Were they
definitely
man-made, or, you know, another species or whatever. But I think by this time we are all quite clear that this pandemic is agenda-driven in some way, one way or another. So now with that, you can figure out a lot, and I'm not going to say more. So let's talk about the offer that you have, which is, if you take this stuff seriously, which I would not know why, who would not take it seriously, here's the solution. OrderJoy2020.com/Carrie21, K-A-R-I, the number 21. This is the quantum nanobot knockout. This is quantum work that she does to knock out, erase, completely delete these nanobots out of your system, plus any entities or demonic forces that are piggybacking off of these. So let's talk about how to wipe out low vibe energy attacks for optimal health, healing, and regeneration. And Carrie, I'm going to ask you to please describe the offer. You guys, if you have the time, you can also read the success stories. These are all submitted by FHTJ participants. So let's talk about package A. What are the items, and if you can explain those, please. Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up here if you want to get started while I re-log in on my screen here. Let's see here.
Do you need the link?
I have it on my computer, but my computer had went to sleep while we were visiting, so I'm pulling it back up here. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so package A, yes, we have the nanobot and entity knockout remote healing session. So that's where I'm going to gather everyone together and do a group remote healing. And that is where, for those of you that have had these types of sessions, you know, you don't have anything you need to do. You can enjoy the process just by being in a relaxed state, but to be able to feel those energies shifting, you don't need to. You still benefit from them. I really like that aspect of group healing. I know there are people that have told me before that, you know, I don't really love group healings. I don't feel like I get the benefits. And I can understand where sometimes that may be the case, but I personally love doing them because by the time I get to the end of that group healing, I feel like that energy is so expansive. And I think it's a really remarkable thing. So I do really like that. So we're going to do that first as part of Package A. And then after that, we're going to do the live group healing and clearing session, which will be that Zoom call. I schedule them in such a way that you get the remote healing first. That will do a lot of the basic clearing work and give you the boost. And then we'll amplify that energy at the on the second live group call so that you'll already have had an energy boost and it'll amplify that for you. And then going down to, we are going to complete a 30-day health rejuvenation transmission. That's going to be the essential, 60 essential nutrients and things that your body needs. So if you're lacking them, you'll receive them. It will not overload you if you don't need them. But sending it over that period of time, really even just that alone, I have had clients that have felt that they've had an improvement in their health just from getting a successive transmissions. So then we've got the Nanobot and Entity Cleanup Remote Healing Session. So that's going to be the third session, and that is for me to go in and make sure that everyone in this group, that there's nothing missing, nothing that I've kind of forgotten, and that's going to go through your system and say, for the nanobots, do I have the nanobots cleared out? So that's going to be really nice then to have kind of a nice finish on it. So for the bonus, we've got the Nanobot Knockout MP3. I don't know if
so
there's anyone.
One second, Carrie. So this one is going to happen 30 days later, right? This the
yes.
Nanobot Entity. And,
yes.
Yeah, so this one is going to happen 30
yep.
days after.
Yes.
After the 30 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yes. Yeah, I think people will really find this a really nice package in that you've got, you know, the clearing work a couple weeks apart. You know, you got the first one, then the second, then the third, and I think it'll be a really nice, it'll feel really nice. So, yes, I'm excited about that. Okay, so again, the Nanobot Knockout MP3. I know Gretchen has listened to that one, and I said, hey, how did it feel? And she said, great. She definitely felt a boost there. So I'm really excited to see how people feel about that. That's, you know, intended to be listened to anywhere you are. You can put it on silent. You can listen. It's just a background music after the introduction. But I felt like it was a really great clearing. So perhaps you've been in a setting where emotionally it was taxing, or you felt maybe you've been eating things or kind of feel overburdened that way, go ahead and listen to that and see how it makes you feel. And then we got the limited time bonus. Oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any information on if we are in crowds, can these nanopods just be transmitted? Can we pick them up?
I have had so many clients tell me that, you know, I felt fine, and then I was out amongst people, and I noticed these symptoms showing up right after. And, yeah, I find that that's, of course, true. First, they say it's true, and it seems to be a consistent pattern that when people are amongst others, whether it's with a viral overload or whatever all, we don't know necessarily always, but there is an increase and it's knocking their systems off a little. Digestion, hormones, that's a big one that we hear a lot is the hormones.
Wow.
So then with this MP3, we can still enjoy the holiday season. We can still enjoy socializing with friends, family, and just use this MP3 maybe daily to just make sure that it keeps cleaning everything up, right?
Yeah. And I think that a person will notice it, especially, say, emotionally, just they're feeling more wrung out or kind of down. You'll notice that, hey, something's just a little off here. And this MP3 is designed to give you that boost. Clean things up a little
wow.
bit in there.
Beautiful.
And give you a boost. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love it. So with this package, with all the items and the fifth item being the bonus, which is so powerful, you will be knocking out, clearing all the nanobots from your system, plus any low energy that may have also gotten in. So, and then when the package is over, you will still have the MP3 to use anytime, and you
yes.
should use it quite frequently.
Yes.
Some people were asking
yes.
That, you know, how can we help our family members? Well, first of all, you can get them into this package. This would be a great Christmas gift or holiday gift for your loved ones. And if you can't, then
yes.
at least you can use this for the MP3 for the family members that are in your house and help them with this too. We wanna help as many people as we can. Now, this is another really great bonus, which I am super excited about. We decided to add this at the last minute because Carrie was so excited about the results that she had been getting with her clients, with her that, you know, came to her with, you know, sometimes people have COVID, they had it 2 months ago, they still have the symptoms, can't get rid of it, or there's something else that is lingering that's going on. You know how when doctors prescribe steroids, but what if the steroid was energetic? That is the cool part of it. So you can get all the benefits of steroids. If you don't, you know, in here, in Pakistan, COVID specialists have this as part of their protocol. They give steroids immediately. Now, you know, you got to deal with the side effects, of course. But if you
mm-hmm.
had the energetic steroid, how cool is that? And Carrie, you actually had some great results with your clients, right? Can you talk about a couple of them, please?
Yes. So I have had, a couple in particular that have been really unwell, really struggling to get, you know, kind of pull themselves back with no success at all. And so I was sending the steroid transmission that has been used for very critical care patients who really are, there's nothing left for them to do, so they use a specific steroid kind of treatment protocol. So I had sent that, and it seemed as though that was really what helped to start calming down the system. And yes, ideally we all like to use, you know, as natural and alternative processes as possible. And you know, I'd even told you that Aram, that I said, I don't know, you know, I'd like to stick with that natural, and I don't really like, you know, but yet with the results, you said, Carrie, you've got to share this, that this, the results really are what people need when they're in these conditions. And I said, you're right. And it is an energetic, you don't get the icky side effects, but you do get the relief from that overall, really, you know, there's a lot of inflammation in the body, things that are not working right. Yeah, this has been really shown time after time now to really help calm down the problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me actually, we have a great story on this that I think happened with the daughter of one of our team members, and okay, so it's above Gretchen's story, so I want to get to that because I want to relay it properly, which was, there we go. This is Zara's story, who is actually Nyla's daughter, so I just wanted to make sure I had their permission.
Mm-hmm.
So please use this happened we were so excited. And after that, we said, we have to have this offered to our FHTJ members. And Carrie was so sweet. She made it a free bonus. So you're getting it for free. This is worth probably, gosh, thousands of dollars at least. Because if you look at her story, she was vaccine injured. And she was having serious blackouts. And we were all very concerned. And Carrie was the first person to point out the vaccination could have led to nanobots attacking her system. And she immediately started working on that. And this was used in that process. And she, within days, she was able to consume proper food, which she wasn't able to do before without throwing up. And she was not having any blackouts. But she said she's feeling much, much better than what she has felt in the last 4 months. So that is a huge thank you to Carrie from all of us, because Nyla is very dear to us, and this is her older daughter to whom this had happened. So this is powerful, powerful stuff, you guys. So having this transmission is going to be a game changer for many people. If, you know, the rest of the stuff too, and then if not, then this one is going to be a major game changer for sure. The steroid transmission, the energetic steroid transmission. Is that a one-day transmission? Yeah, it says it begins on December 19th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was included in that. So I'll be adding that to the 60 nutrient transmission, that one. So I'll be adding that in.
Beautiful. Oh, that is so great. So the, and that's in the 30 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So this gets added to that. Guys, this is some powerful stuff. So this is your package, and with all loaded with these bonuses, and I believe we're going to have to close out the offer soon because we sold out of pretty much everything that we had planned for you guys. Even before the show started, we sold out from the packages that we had. So we are probably going to have to close this down soon. So please make sure that you jump in now. You are not going to have a chance. I'm telling you right now, if you decide to wait a day or 2 days, this is going to be gone. We almost never do this. We usually have the offer for a few days, but we are not going to be able to have this one probably not more than 24 hours. So $197, package A. And if you feel that you want to have a one-on-one session, you will be given that opportunity to when you check out. You will get the opportunity to buy a one-on-one session, which you can do at that point. All right? So orderjoy2020.com/Carrie, K-A-R-I, the number 21. So jump in now, and you will not regret it. Give your body a gift, especially this holiday season, because if this was done with a certain agenda, then the foundation was laid through the nanobots. And we want to make sure that we're prepared for whatever is coming next. Most spiritual people consider themselves spiritual warriors. Well, warriors need to have their shields and their weapons, right? These are the shields we need. We got to get protected. We have to be strong so that we can pave the way and help others when we need to. But nobody can help another person if they themselves are weakened and they can't even figure out what's going on with their own body. So please, 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 if this resonates with you, if this is something that you think, yes, I've been getting these messages, I was thinking about this, and now here's the answer, please jump in and work with Carrie. You will not regret it. Okay. Cindy asked, do we pick up nanobots even if we're not vaccinated? Yes, Cindy. We have been picking up nanobots way before the vaccines ever, you know, these vaccines came into the picture. So we have been picking up nanobots for years. They are just right now on an overload. Can I purchase the 45-minute personal session without the package? No, Cindy. because you need the foundational help that is provided in the package. It's designed that way. The way Carrie designed the package is if someone cannot afford, the higher amount that is required to have a session with Carrie, then we asked her to create something for the group that is affordable, but that would provide maximum support that is needed. So in this package, you get that maximum support. And if you need additional, if you feel that you just really want to get on a personal session, knock out, if maybe there's something going on in a specific area and you want to address that, then that's why you would need a session. Okay, like when Carrie was talking to people, she was telling them that you would actually need a personal session. So without the foundational package, 45 minutes is just not going to be, may not be enough for you. So you want to get the package first. All right. And what else? All right. So Angelica is saying, I got my package yesterday and I listened to the MP3 and it has music on it. So is the energy work being done silently?
Yes. Yes, it is. I designed it that way intentionally.
Okay. So the music is just to, for, I guess, people to listen and get to, can they listen to it on low volume or do they have to listen to the music in order to get the benefit?
No, they do not need to listen to the music. Some people feel like with a little bit of the music in the background, they know, like, okay, now I got to the end of it, it's done now. Or some people like to kind of follow along energetically, just to feel along with it, to kind of, see what their bodies, what shifts may be happening, physically, mentally, emotionally. So they kind of like to kind of have that to kind of tag along with. But it is not necessary. The work is still happening. Yes.
Okay, thank you for explaining that. What if somebody can't attend your group session live and they have to listen to the recording? Is that still effective?
Yes, absolutely. The same thing is there, that the work is still done. I'm still including every person that signed up for it. They are included in that group healing. So any energies that they were needing cleared,
right,
or any areas, those are taken care of in there.
All right. So, guys, I am going to be dropping everybody's hands except May, because I promised you I would pick you. Please only raise your hand if you have a question regarding the package, okay? So 403 area code, you are unmuted. Everybody else, your hands are lowered. If you want to ask a package-related question, please press star 2 now, and your hand will be raised. All right. Go ahead, May. You're on.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Carrie, for taking this question. I have suffered pretty well my whole life with some type of inflammatory or calcification, and I've been going to healers. I've had lots of different programs, and I've spent thousands and thousands, but, I might clear one and another one comes. And as a senior, I've been accumulating worse ones. I've had joint calcifications. They are like little crystals in my knees that really interfere with my mobility. And in the past couple of years, I've had a cough with mucus that it's really having trouble. I meditate every day, but I can't breathe in very deeply. And I have a really good diet. I'm active. I don't consume negative things. But for some reason, I just keep having the inflammation and the calcification. So I'm just wondering if I have a nanobutt hiding somewhere that is somewhere even different and that I'm not addressing. So thank you.
Okay, sure. So I do have a few questions for you. Are you aware of any thyroid or parathyroid imbalances that you may have?
When they do the test, they say no. However, years ago, again, it's a calcification, I got nodules, but they don't seem to think there's any issue. But the blood test comes back.
Right, right. And that definitely can happen. That is oftentimes a link. So that's my first thing that's presenting for me is going in and checking on that parathyroid and all that kind of that endocrine system to see how that's working for you. And those are always linked with your hormone body. And so let me feel in here for a moment for you, see what I'm coming up with here. Yeah, so there's an estrogen imbalance that is also creating that whole picture of what you're describing in here. And yes, it's not a small thing, as you said too. It's something you've been working on for years, but it keeps presenting. I have had luck, very good luck, with helping. In particular, I have one client who's had a lot of bone challenges, almost all bone challenge, like every name out there. But yes, it's taken work, taken time, but the changes are real and measurable and very remarkable. So no matter what your age is, it doesn't matter. You can heal.
Thank you. So I did have a question about the package because one of the calcification things I have is really severe, progressive, like over almost week, and it's got to the point where, you know, I can't ignore it anymore because I'm not seeing right. So on December 20th, they have to do the cataract surgery for one eye. Then in January, I do the other. So will this, if buying even package A, interfere with that surgery at all or with having to wait next eye?
No, it definitely would not interfere. I have had some folks that have reported their improved health of their eye. It can take time, so no, I wouldn't suggest that you won't need cataract surgery. I am just suggesting it can help improve within a length of time. Now, with package A and that being a general focus for nanobots and general clearings, that way to really give you more energetic boost and kind of that clearing, that is not a regenerative process for your eye. So it's not designed specifically for that. So while it will not, definitely will not hinder what you're going into, I wouldn't suggest that it would regenerate anything.
So for
that would be something you'd need.
Totaled in my body, would I benefit from just package A or would I need to have a session? Because I don't like wasting my
money. You would need a session for that because those are so specific and you would need to really go into, you know, like that, the body parts where you've got the calcium flows and different things like that. There's that imbalance in your uptake.
Oh, thank you. So you could do both at the same time then, the healing and the nanobots with a session.
Yes. Like, again, I want to be honest and upfront with you. I can't fix your whole body in 45 minutes for sure. but it, you know, I can work towards your most specific thing that you want work on in that 45-minute session. And yes, there is measurable results, but it's not like I can cure all in 45 minutes. So yes, it would be necessary to start to move the needle on those specific areas, though.
Well, thank you. I'm very grateful for answering this. And thank you, Aram. God bless you both.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
And you, my dear. Thank you. So I just had some questions on the webcast. Some people want to get the session, but they did not buy it. We had almost 100 people bought already. So I figured that once they heard the call, they might want to get the session. So, yes, you can. You will have to email customer support for that. We do have limited sessions, so make sure you do that now rather than wait because we might have run out of those. So make sure you do that, please. All right, so the next number, the person who's raised their hand is area code 650. Hello, you are unmuted now.
Hi, this is Lori. I was wondering.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I was just wanting to know what package would be good or if it was necessary for me.
Did you have something specific that you were wanting
addressed, or
was it a general?
Not really, just general.
Okay, so let me give a feel in here and see what's presenting for you.
Thanks.
What I'm coming up with right now is that your body is just experiencing a lot of blocking in general, like a kind of a shutdown, like a blocked feeling. So there's not an easy flow in and out. You may possibly be experiencing kind of challenges with emotions, maybe some mental fog, things like that. That's where is a really heavy kind of layer in there. So yes, nanobots are part of that. As of right now, I can't tell you exactly if you will totally benefit without the add-on or either way, because it's such a heavy block that until some of that is cleared off, I can't read in any further.
I think, right now my mom is transitioning and I'm taking care of her, so I think that has to do with these blocks.
So right now it's just a really heavy kind of a fog around you where
makes sense. All right, well, thank you. But the regular package, you think would help, or we don't know?
I definitely think that the regular package will definitely help. I don't know if the regular package alone without the add-on will give you exactly the full benefit, because once that kind of that block is cleared, then what presents next is something I can't see yet because it's blocked.
Of course. Okay. Thank
you.
Does
that make sense today?
It does.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. And much love and healing and support for you. I know this is such a challenging time.
Yes.
Lots of love.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You're welcome. All right. Mary, I saw your comment. I have sent it to customer support already. Don't worry. They will get you the session that you are requesting. All right. Our last caller for today, because we will not have time after this one, is 561 area code. You are on 561.
Hello? Is that me?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Era. Hi.
Hello.
Yes, thank
Hi.
You for the call. Hi. I would
You're
like
so
to
welcome.
Know I would, which package would be good for me, because I always have this thing that my mind is almost run. It's always going on, always running. You know, for some reason I don't have the ability to concentrate.
I'm getting a read here for you to see what we've got going on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm getting this is directly related just primarily in the brain area. You know, sometimes I find it can be hormone and digestive that will cause that brain, kind of that brain fog or that constant churning in the brain. I'm finding for you that is brain. So for you to address the brain specifically, you would need that extra add-on, because that would be a specific thing that we were addressing then.
Okay. So that would be hello?
So that would be
I'm sorry?
Yes. That would be package A then with the add-on. So package A would give you all the clearing work. And it would... Say that again?
Yes, I got it. I understand. Package A with the add-on, that's what you said.
Yes, yes, yes. To give you all the basic clearings and then the brain health on top of it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear, for your question and best of luck. And we are out of time today. Thank you so much. My goodness, this was such great information. Like I said, we all need this kind of cleanup so that whatever we have accumulated in the past few years, we can clean that out, get rid of all these nanobots from our systems. I know there was a lot of talk about people talking about nanobots, but we need to make sure that we work with someone who, number one, knows what they are looking for, where to look for it, and then how to clear it. As I said, we have experience with our FHTJ followers, our FHTJ members, and then, most of all, within our own team. You know, Gretchen talked about her experience, Nyla's daughter. That was a pretty serious experience. She was really, really sick, and this helped tremendously. So you guys know this already. This says we've tested this out for you. This stuff works, and I really hope that you're able to get in on this offer before we run out. I'm telling you, we will run out of this, and this offer will close early because it's going really fast. And I'm happy that it's going fast because people are able to get the help that they need. I don't know if we will be able to bring Carrie back because she's going to get super busy, obviously, with everybody's going to be coming in with these nanobots and are going to need her help. So this is a very generous offer. This is not what she offers to her own clients, even when you buy directly from her. She has given a huge discount for our community because she wants to help as many people as she can. If you were to buy this separately, this would be about $1,700. And right now it's $197. You're getting close to $1,500 off. It doesn't get any better than that. One illness, imagine, one illness that is not getting cured. A couple of hundred dollars just for a doctor's visit. Don't even talk about, you know, the actual treatment, whether the treatment is actually even able to help you or not. So you're talking about thousands of dollars, and that's just the cost we pay in money, the cost we pay in the quality of life, and what it does to our loved ones is huge. So please get this for other people that you think need it. And, you know, this is a part of our spiritual warrior job. Carrie, one last question for you, my dear. I'm glad I didn't forget it, is the MP3 that's part of the package, if they play it in their house, will other family members be able to benefit from it?
Yes. The most benefit, you know, is going to be felt by those that are purchasing and wanting to lean into that. But you playing that around, it clears the environment around you, too.
Beautiful. And I had just this idea, which could be completely weird, but if we play this around the food that we're going to be eating, is it going to help clean the food out?
Well, I can't wait to hear people's reviews to tell me the many different areas where they're experiencing it. I have found that it helps with my digestion. It helps to create an easier flow of digestion. But, yes, okay. I believe there's more impact in more areas than I was even originally thinking. It felt like such a powerful clearing for me.
Awesome. So those of you, and I know there are many in the FHTJ community, those of you that are healers yourself, energy workers, please play around and let us know how this helps you because, like Carrie said, there are probably many different ways that you can use it and figure out the benefits. And if you do, please share it so that Carrie can also share it with others and we can let people know how else to use and get benefits from it. All right. Thank you so much again, Carrie. This is, like I said, critical information that everybody needs, and you brought it here to our listeners. And they are, like I said, they are amazing light workers. I know that they will not keep it to themselves. They're going to share this information with others because people need to know this. We really, really need to make sure everybody understands. We at least have to make them aware, and then it's their choice. It's an invitation. Whoever wants to, they resonate at that level and they want to take advantage of it, that's up to them. But we at least want to make people aware that there is help available if they so, you know, feel inclined. So thank you, my dearest Carrie. This was wonderful. I appreciate everything you are doing. Thank you for your hard work, for your dedication, for your authenticity. And I can't wait to hear about the results when people let us know once they go through the program. And I want to thank our listeners for being here, for being such a powerful support for FHTJ. It's because of you guys that we even find people like Carrie, and they are able to bring their message and give their share their gifts with the world. It's because of the high resonance and energy that you guys hold. So thank you so much. Keep doing whatever you are doing. Keep shining your light. We are honored to serve you, this beautiful community. Take care, lots of love, and many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.